On today's Piano Jazz, we honor the memory of Dr. Billy Taylor by bringing you a special piano jazz concert recorded in 2007 before a live audience at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Dr. Taylor passed away in December of 2010 at age 89. Billy began his professional career in 1944, playing with the Ben Webster's Quartet on New York's renowned 52nd Street. He later went on to be house pianist at Downbeat and at Birdland, playing with famous artists like Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and Miles Davis. Among his accomplishments, he earned master's and doctorate degrees in education from the University of Massachusetts at Elmhurst and became a highly regarded and in-demand educator, recording artist, broadcaster, and composer. We now join Marian McFarland as she welcomes Billy Taylor to the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm welcome to Dr. Billy Taylor. Haven't seen you for an age.
It has been a while.
You know, it's amazing. And you were the second guest on Piano Jazz about 27 years ago.
That long? That's right.
It was that long. Yeah. Well, you know, years ago, you were one of the first people I wanted to meet, Mary Lou Williams and Hazel Scott and people like that. And I went to Birdland, and you were the house piano player.
Yeah.
And you were a skinny kid. You must have,
it was a while ago.
You must have been about 21. That was the first I remember of you all these years ago. And it's been great.
Well, it's been really, really wonderful between the two of us. I mean, we've shared trios a couple of times. I mean, that's been very good. I mean, you hired a couple of guys that I said, hey, I'd like to get there. So when you turned them loose, I got to work with them.
It's funny. I just remember when you had a great radio show, WLIB. WLIB was the first.
That's right.
And I always listened to you. You were on for quite a few years, I think.
It was fun. I could play everybody's records, and I play your records, play Mary Lou's, everybody, you know, because it really was, in those days, you know, you had freedom to play any kind of thing. I played Cecil Taylor, I played all kinds of folks, you know, and nobody, you know, jumped up and down and said, hey, that's weird, why you do that, you know, but the audience was hip, and it really was just a lot of fun to do that.
Well, I think I learned a lot about being on the radio from listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
You've always been wonderful on the radio and television, too. You had a great show on CBS.
That was fun. Charles Kuralt was one of my favorite people, and when I got to work with him, and he and David Frost were the two of the people I learned the most about interviewing people. Those were two guys that interviewed people in a way that just no one else did. I mean, David Frost he interviewed Richard Nixon and all kinds of folks, but people would say things to him, and you know, you say, hey, you know, that should be. I don't think they should keep that a secret or something, you know, but he'd pull it out of them. You know?
Well, I've got to the point that I'm dying to hear you play
in a
while. How about you playing something for us?
Oh, I'd love to. This is a song from an album called Urban Griot, and it's called In Loving Memory.
Something of yours?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about this new piece you wrote for Dr. Martin Luther King. I would love to hear that.
You know, this is a part of a suite, It was really something that I wanted to do. I was with him on many occasions, and he used to come to see me at the Hickory House and other places, and I wanted to say something in his honor, and this is part of the suite that I wrote for him. And I just took the phrase, "His name was Martin," and this is what I did with it.
Tell me about that piece of yours, C-H-E.
You know how people try to put you on sometimes? They say, you know, you're a jazz composer, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, so what do you write? What kind of jazz do you write? So I was asked to play for some people at one point, and they said, well, you're a jazz musician. Can you do anything with the initials of this organization? It's N-C-A-G. So I said, well, there's not too much I could do with the N, but but the C-A-G I could manage, you know? And so, C, A, and G, you know? So, but of course you have to put them a little closer together, and you can get a little melody going. It started something like this.
Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.